Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16. Verse number 17. Yeah. Taishyavam Vartamanasya.
Taishyavam Varlamanasya.
Purvesham Vritim Anvaham.
Purvesham Vritim Anvaham.
Nati Dure Kilas. Charyam
nati dure kilacharyam
yada sitani bodhame
yada sitani bodhame.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now you may hear from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days hearing of the good occupations of his forefathers and being absorbed in thought of them. So there's no purport. We'll go to the next verse. Dharma padai kina charan vichayam upalabhyagam
vichayam upalabhyagam
prichati smashruvadhanam
prichati smashruvadhanam
Vivatsam eva mataram.
Vivatsam eva mataram.
The personality of religious principles, Dharma, was. The personality of religious principles, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull. And he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes, and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus, Dharma questioned the earth as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The bull is the emblem of the moral principle, and the cow is the representative of the earth. When the bull and cow are in a joyful mood, it is to be understood that the people of the world are also in a joyful mood. The reason is that the bull helps production of grains in the agricultural field, and the cow delivers milk, the miracle of aggregate food values. The human society, therefore, maintains these two important animals very carefully so that they can wander everywhere in cheerfulness. But at the present moment, in this age of Kali, both the bull and the cow are now being slaughtered and eaten up as foodstuff by a class of men who do not know the Brahminical culture. The bull and the cow can be protected for the good of all human society simply by the spreading of Brahminical culture as the topmost perfection of all cultural affairs. By advancement of such culture, the morale of society is properly maintained, and so peace and prosperity are also attained without extraneous effort. When Brahminical culture deteriorates, the cow and bull are mistreated, and the resultant actions are prominent by the following symptoms. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. So, this is extremely important. Of course, today the modern scholars, I call them skull brains. They're supposed to have the brain in the skull, but it's actually empty. It's full of empty air, or not even empty air, it's a vacuum between the two ears. And they just spurt out a bunch of nonsense all the time. So when they hear that if you protect the cow and the bull is the principle of morality and the cow represents the earth, but she's the representative of peace and prosperity, they just laugh and say, are you kidding? I eat the cow and the bull. So this is how low class and how despicable and disgusting these people have become. And of course, there's chaos in society. Yes, there was over the weekend, 13 people were shot in New York City. And in Chicago, 6 people were murdered just on the weekend, right? And another 20 or 30 people were wounded because of gun violence. And New York is a gun-free state. New York City is a gun-free city. It's almost impossible to get a legal gun in New York City. But yet, there's gun violence all over the city. It just shows that the whole thing is a hoax. And people just put Band-Aids on the problem that don't really solve any problem because they don't go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is, first of all, that the leaders of society are a bunch of lusty and greedy and ignorant people. Therefore, they're misleading the people. And they're always putting a Band-Aid on the problem or kicking the bucket down the road. And therefore, no problem is ever solved. It just gets worse. So, to understand the auspiciousness of protecting the cow and the bull, as explained in a very nice booklet here that I have from the Tirumala Tirupati Devastan, temple of Balaji, or Venkateswara. And it explains a lot about the cow and the bull. For example, it says, the benefit of giving a cow in charity. So it quotes a Sanskrit mantra. And then it says, giving a single cow in charity may yield the benefit of donating 1,000 cows. If one were to give a Kapila cow or Kapila Govu in charity, it helps in conferring salvation on 7 generations of the family. It is said in the Shastras that our forefathers can cross the fearsome Vaitarani Lake if we give a cow in charity. So the Vaitarani River actually is separating the material world from the spiritual world. Then another verse, Sanskrit verse, says, the calf must be given in charity along with the cow. While giving a cow in charity, it should be seen that the cow giving milk and the calf drinking must not face the same side. In other words, the one who gives a cow in charity and the one who receives it must face each other. This suggests that the charity of a cow can make one happy in this world and the other world. The donor is blessed, and his forefathers will also come to occupy the holy other worlds. So the charity of a cow is preferable to other kinds of charity. And then the benefit is circumambulating a cow. Once Lord Brahma called for a big competition among those who desired to marry Ahalya, whom he created as a symbol of beauty that stunned all the worlds. Along with all the gods, the Parabrahman, who could give moksha to all, in other words, Param, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Vishnu, who could give moksha to all in the world, participated in the competition along with Gotama, one among the well-known 7 rishis, the Saptar rishis. The sage Gotama circumambulated the cow instead of the earth, as per the Shastra, and married Ahalya in a traditional marriage. Circumambulating the cow is equal to circumambulating the globe. So, also, pregnant women have an easy delivery if they circumambulate the cow. And then there's no absolution or there's no forgiveness for cow slaughter. Vinayaka promises his mother that he will free her from the rivalry of another woman as the wife of Shiva. So he wants to send Ganga from the tresses, from the hair of Shiva, to the earth. He knows Gotama alone can transform heaven into earth. He disguises Parvati's maid into a cow, asks her to go to the farms and start eating away the crops. Unable to put up with this, Gotama tries to frighten it with a twig of grass, and the cow dies. People blame Gotama for killing the cow. Gotama approaches Vinayaka, that's Ganesh, and asks him to tell him how he can be absolved from the sin. The former tells him that if he can make Ganga and the hair of Shiva flow onto the dead cow, his sin will be absolved. Ganga, who flows from the hair of Shiva, has come to be called Gotami. It is said in the Skanda Purana that nothing is holier than the Ganges, the Gita, the Kapila cow, the peepal tree, and service to the ascetics and the observances in connection with Ekadasi. The Skanda Purana says that if cows or Brahmins were to be touched with unwashed hands, the servants of Yama will burn their hands. In the Vishnu Purana, the story is told of an individual who suffers from the pangs of hell for 1,000 years for obstructing a cow from drinking water 7 births earlier, and who attains his salvation only with the arrival of a holy man or the association of a holy man. So anyway, there are a lot of different histories in the Puranas and the Upanishads about the glories of the cow. There's another one, the Gopad Mavrata. Among the Ekadasis, the one that falls on Ashada in the waxing fortnight is very special. This is called the first Ekadasi, or Toli Ekadasi, or Sayanai Kadasi. The Puranas prescribe Gopad Mavrata to be performed on that day. The cow shed should be cleaned and then decorated with rangolis, and in the center, 33 lotuses must be made with rice flour. Lakshmi and Narayana must be worshipped with sandal paste and akshatas, rice made yellow with turmeric, and flowers. After offering circumambulation, the brahmanas must be given one gift, vayana, each for every lotus. The cow must be worshipped. The benefits of this are miraculous and really, really miraculous. So we can see how there's so many different rituals that one can perform, so many different actions that one can of offerings they can make to cows and pleasing Gomata. And it brings about peace, prosperity, and also people become spiritually inclined. So, how come in our society they eat the cows and torture the calves and eat them also, and torture the bulls and eat them? You can say how misleading, or how people are being misled, and because of that there's always trouble. COVID is only one problem. There's so many other problems in America. There's fires, there are hurricanes, there are earthquakes, there's violence in the streets, there's rioting, there's all kinds of unsavory things we can't even talk about that are happening every day in this country and all around the world. And it's mainly because people don't respect brahmanas, they don't protect cows, and they're engaged in wholesale sinful activity, such as killing their own children, eating the cow, and engaging in all kinds of nonsense sense gratification. So what is the solution to all this? Because if it keeps going like this, there'll be continual spiral downward. The only solution in the age of Kali is Kaliya Dusa Nideya Rajan Astihi Eka Mahadguna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangas Param Rajit. There are so many bad qualities in the age of Kali. They're called dosas. Dosa doesn't mean the dosa that you eat, but a dosa means, maybe I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's spelled similar. But it means inauspicious things. There are many faults in dosas, or dosas in Kali Yuga. But there's one great quality, asti hi eka mahad guna. Kirtanad eva Krishna says, simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, mukta sangasya jayate, one can easily attain liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So therefore, we should get real serious about performing Harinam Sankirtan, giving everybody a chance to hear the holy name chanted melodiously and with devotion and feeling, and to help people overcome the dangerous mentality of Kali Yuga. And this is explained in Bhagavad Gita also. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Ditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. It's in the 14th chapter. Prabhupada writes about this. He says, first of all, this prayer says, My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the brahmanas, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and world. This is the Vishnu Purana 1.19.65. The purport is that special mention is given in that prayer for the protection of the cows and the brahmanas. Brahmanas are the symbol of spiritual education, and cows are the symbol of the most valuable food. These two living creatures, the brahmanas and the cows, must be given all protection. That is real advancement of civilization. In modern human society, spiritual knowledge is neglected, and cow killing is encouraged. It is to be understood then that human society is advancing in the wrong direction and is clearing the path to its own condemnation. A civilization which guides the citizens to become animals in their next lives is certainly not a human civilization. The present human civilization is, of course, grossly misled by the modes of passion and ignorance. It is a very dangerous age, and all nations should take care to provide the easiest process, Krishna consciousness, to save humanity from the greatest danger. Greatest danger? Your next life, you become a worm or a rat after being a human being. Can you imagine anything more frightening and horrendous? But that's what's going on. Because if you kill cows and eat them, you're definitely going to have a very, very inauspicious next birth. So, therefore, Gomata is our mother. And we should treat her like that. We should treat her as a member of the family. We should care for her. We should be affectionate. And then she'll give very wonderful milk. And she'll be very affectionate. And in that way, we can have peace and prosperity in society. Prosperity means you have ample milk, grains, fruits and vegetables, and you eat sumptuously, and you have no debts. You don't have to buy petroleum. You don't have to buy all kinds of medicines in Walmart or any of those stores. You don't even have to go to the store hardly at all, maybe to buy salt. That's it. The rest you have. You have a few beehives. You have cows. You have some land, you grow your own food, and you live a very simple life, chanting and dancing and feasting. What's wrong with that, right? If you work 4 or 5 months a year producing the grains and vegetables and you know how to keep them over winter, you know, you have all kinds of survival foods. First of all, it's grains and vegetables, and then you have and then some vegetables grow in the wintertime, even in severe weather. And then you have also potatoes and pumpkins and squashes. They can be kept over, throughout the winter. And then some of the greens and other things, you dry them. And then you can cook them. And you don't need the freezer. And for power, you have cow dung. And cow dung, you can use that for doing Agnihotram and chanting Vedic mantras. And with ample milk, you can have milk, you can have yogurt, you can have ghee, you can have paneer. You say. So you eat sumptuously, not gluttonously, not being a glutton, but you eat sumptuously, and you have a simple life, and it's healthy, simple life. And you don't need any cosmetics. Ghee is the best cosmetic in the world, and milk is the best cosmetic in the world. Many European queens would take bath in milk, like Josephine, who was that? Napoleon's wife. She's a very beautiful lady. She would bathe in milk and put the milk on her face every day, and yogurt also, and ghee. So you don't have to buy any of these so-called cosmetics that makes your skin youthful. You just use the cow products, the panchagavyas. And almost all diseases can be healed with cow urine. Did you know that? Cow urine is extreme. Cow urine, ghee, and yogurt, basically you can heal almost every disease in the world. Of course, no one believes it. And by the way, when Krishna was sucked the breasts of Putana and Mother Yasoda and the other ladies, when they found out it was not a beautiful lady, but it was Putana's demon, you know what they did to purify Krishna? They bathed him with cow dung. Did you know that? You read the Krishna way, you see they put cow dung all over. They bathed him because it's an antiseptic. Huh? Yeah, did Abhishek with cow dung. See, cow dung is a miraculous product. It has so many wonderful qualities, especially in India, right? They build homes with cow dung, and straw, and they purify the home every day with cow dung, right? And keep building up its thickness. So we should go back to this original way of living. You know, some people say, "Oh my God, what are you talking about? Are you crazy or what?" You know, no, we're not crazy. We're talking the facts. These are the real facts of life. But that whole society, that whole knowledge is almost lost. But we should bring it back, and we should demonstrate it. You know, when I tell people about, you know, the Vedic village, they say, "Wow, I'd like to live like that." Not everybody, of course, but there are people who say, "Wow, that's good. I mean, just simple life, grow your own food, have a little bit of land, and so forth." So it's very important that we understand the cow and the bull are extremely two important persons in society. And when they're mistreated, the society goes off the rails, and there's a lot of suffering and misery. So we can change that if we are determined to reinstate the original Vedic culture. Culture means how you do things. So we should do things according to the original Vedic traditions. Okay, we'll stop right there. See, Prabhupada explains here, he says, "The bull and cow can be protected for the good of all human society simply by spreading a Brahminical culture as the topmost perfection of all cultural affairs." So Brahminical culture, that means that samadhamak tapak socham shantir arjvam evacha jnanam vijnanam sayatam brahma karma swabhavajam. So we should, this is Vedic culture. Equanimity and austerity, self-control, control the mind and the senses, and cleanliness internally and externally. Internally by chanting Hare Krishna, that's the internal soap, and externally by using cow dung and cow dung products, you know, and urine. And then also arita. Arita is soap nut. It's a natural vegetable soap. You know. And then socham, arjavam, being honest and simple in one's life habits, and having theoretical knowledge, having practical knowledge, how to put that theoretical knowledge into practice. And in other words, becoming elevated up to the point of being free from the modes of material nature. That's real knowledge. And just being developing love for Krishna through simple acts of devotion. So that is the Brahminical culture. So, are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about this, what Prabhupada says here, that, you know, it's just a fact that in Kali Yuga, both bull and a cow are now being slaughtered and eaten up as foodstuffs. I have a contrast. I mean, they're keeping out animals and they're fighting for, what they say, the, what they call, rescue animals, but then they're eating cows.
They rescue the dogs, the cats.
Exactly, you're right. It's, what a contrast.
It's upside down, right? You know, everything's opposite to what's right. And they think it's right. They call that right, and eating cows, you know, is not wrong. So this is a very dangerous time. So he says, it's a very dangerous time. He says, it is to be understood then that human society is advancing in the wrong direction and is clearing the path to its own condemnation.
Wow.
You see? We're a little bit anesthetized. We're a little bit drugged. We say, well, it's part of life. It's not, no. We should be outraged. And we have to do something serious to stop it. Because, you know, it's like a house on fire with, you know, a whole family inside the house sleeping, you know. You got to wake them up. Otherwise, they're imminently in danger. They're very dangerous. Okay. That is 14th chapter, 16th verse in the purport. Yes?
So, Maharaj, sometimes the age of Kali is making people do like this, or is it people are doing like this because of it's the kind of that sometimes?
Well, it's due to bad association. Just like, let him tell you his story. Tell your story. So he's born in a pious Hindu family, right?
Yes.
Huh? Adidev is born in a pious Hindu family in Delhi, right?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yeah, Prabhu. So I am born in like Brahmin family, so called like Brahmin family. But we were like, due to my grandmother association, we were like a vegetarian throughout my life. And
early life, right?
Early. Yes. Means I'm still vegetarian. So continuously I was in vegetarian. And like especially my grandmother influenced no onion, no garlic as well in my house. But sometime I was eating onion, garlic outside. But as I grow up, during my like high school time, due to my other friends association, they convinced, let's go out and try meat. unfortunately,
what?
I
go out and what?
Eat meat.
Eat meat, yeah.
Eat meat.
You sort of slurred that word.
Sorry. So go out and eat meat. So unfortunately, I got convinced and I went with them. And but as soon as meat got served and they started eating, and when I just tried once, I was not able to eat. It was like so tough for me and very horrible experience as well. Then I gave up. I said I cannot try this more.
You see, the answer is bad association. And so there's a practical example. Peer pressure. They're trying to convince him, let's go out and have some fun. We'll eat some meat. Right? And if it wasn't for his grandmother, he probably would have liked it. But because his grandmother trained him not to eat meat, when he tasted it, he didn't like it. If he didn't have a grandmother like that, he'd be a meat eater the rest of his life. And it was because they peer pressured him to eat with them. You want to be one of us, you got to eat meat with us. They do the same thing for marijuana, they do the same thing for sex. It's all going on today. Every day it's happening all over the country. Young kids are being contaminated. In fact, they're trying to pass a law right now, it's on the ballot right now, to teach about homosexuality in first grade in every public school in Washington State. So it's not just people, it's the government itself. They teach it already in fifth grade, but they want to go down to first grade. They probably will teach it in kindergarten next. So the whole thing is nonsense. It's bad association. And subjecting our kids to that type of association is very dangerous. Look what they were trying to do to him. That's in high school, right? And that's a true story, but no exaggeration. Haribo. Anybody else? Yes.
When you said
It's far from the mic.
Microphone.
Come closer. We need a cordless one, baby.
Yeah.
So the purport Prabhupada says, and you also mentioned Maharaj, when the bull and cows are in joyful mode, it is to be understood that people in the world are also in joyful mode. So that is now...
What does it say? When
it's
are in a joyful mood. It's to be understood that the people of the world are also in a joyful mood.
Joyful mood. Yeah. So like
I'll give you an example. Yesterday at the farm, this one Indian lady comes to feed the cows, and she brings her son with her also. So they fed the cows, and afterwards she said, "Is there any service I can do for the cow?" So the other devotee said, "Yeah, we have to clean the barn." So, let me do it, please. She got down on her knees, cleaned the whole barn, cleaned the stool. Right? Why? Because she is a traditional Hindu, and this is what they do. This was part. She still has that culture, of serving the cow, Gomata. I see it almost every day now. People are coming. The other day, another family I never saw before, they came. And they specifically came so the ladies could circumambulate the cow. This book explains all those things with scriptural quotes. You see? So that's the traditional culture of India, and it's being lost. It's being lost. It's still there a little bit, but it's quickly going away. And imagine America with nothing like that is present. I was speaking to this one Armenian family a year or two ago, and I met them at Ananda Mela, and I invited them to come to the farm. So the first time they came, the husband bought a big wild bottle of brandy made in Armenia, nice label on it, and nice ribbons and everything. He thought he was going to make friends with me by giving it to me. So he gives it to me, and he's really proud that he gave it to me. And I said, "No, I don't want it." He said, "What?" He was like shocked. I said, "No, I don't drink." He said, "What? You don't drink? But it's good for you," he said. And then, and he's a, hardcore meat eater, right? So one time I was speaking to his wife, and his wife said that her husband's mother was a vegetarian in Armenia. And every time they go to her house, she would only give vegetarian food. She would never eat meat. I said, "See, it's in your family. How come you're eating meat?" And they said, "Oh, well, we don't believe in that." And see, even in places where there's traditional meat eating, there are people who, the older people, never ate meat. It's not only in India. And this whole culture has changed all over the world. Peasants before, people lived in villages, they very seldom ate meat because they're not going to eat the cow that's giving them milk. They're not going to eat the bull that's plowing the field, right? They might eat, chicken or a lamb or a goat, but they're not going to eat the cow and the bull. They were so essential for their life, you see. So the whole culture has changed all over the world. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
My question, I guess, was more in terms of... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.